All right. This is Dr. Nichols with your inspirational message for today. Today, I want to talk about why your peace is so important. Why your peace is so important. First of all, I want to talk about what peace really looks like. See, when you're at peace with yourself, there's no need of you trying to compete with anybody. There's no need of you trying to get a person to understand you, get a person to get along with you. When you truly find peace, I need you to hear me clearly. When you truly find peace, there's not too many things that will disturb your peace. Peace comes from within, because God gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. And sometimes a person can be so at peace, no matter what you're doing around them, it doesn't interrupt what's going on the inside of them. There are certain people that are not at peace, therefore they don't understand that peace is the key to a healthy life. Peace is the key to a healthy life. In every area of your life. And what I mean by that is spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. All five components are necessary for you to have peace in order for you to maintain a peaceful life. I'm gonna give you 6 points and I'm gonna get off. My first point here is peace gives you stability and security. Peace gives you stability and security. Now, what do I mean by this? See, when you have peace, as it relates to stability and security, that is definitely your foundation for harmony. It also produces you to have peace in your home. It reduces violent tempers. It also reduces anger. See, a lot of people who are not at peace with themselves, they're always angry about something. They're always bitter about something. And I heard a quote, and it says that sometimes a person who's not at peace is always at war within themselves. And when you see a person at war with themselves, what makes you think that you're going to be different? They're going to be at war with you. So this is what I've learned to do with people like that. I get quiet. I stay from them. Because I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm going to match your energy. If I don't like your energy, I'm not matching nothing. That just doesn't make sense to me. I'm not matching nobody's energy. If your energy is off, let your energy be off. Let mine stay where it's going to stay. Because you know why? I have the power to maintain me. I have more self-control than what you give me credit for. I am the one that is going to say my silence speaks volumes. My silence speaks volumes. And sometimes you don't have to say a word. I'll be very honest with you. Sometimes you don't have to say one word. A person would know by you not saying anything, they pretty much get it. And what you do is you walk off. You don't have to debate with people. I've learned that and still learning that. I'm not going to debate with someone who's at war with themselves, because now you want to be at war with me, and then I'm trying, and then you want me to be at war with you. I'm at peace. I'm good. It's all good over here. I'm not going to allow anything or anybody to take me to a place that I know that God has delivered me from. So again, stability and security is what you get when you maintain your peace. Number two, economic growth and development. Economic growth and development. You know, peace is also essential for economic growth and development. But see, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, when you're at peace, your business can flourish. Your investments that you have can flourish. You have no disruptions in your life. You don't have to feel fearful, you know, of things happening. You don't have to feel fearful when you have peace. See, when you have peace, that's a great quality of life, when you have peace. See, what I've learned is that when I get to a point in my life where I'm at peace, I'm not going to let anybody disturb that. As soon as I hear you about to disturb my peace, I'm going to stop you right there and say, stop. If this conversation is going to continue, we're not going to talk about something that is going to bring me at an unpeaceful place in my life. I'm at peace. Now, do I want to talk about certain things that are uncomfortable? Yes, you need to. You need to grow up. And every time someone is talking to you, this does not mean that they're wanting to argue or debate. Sometimes people want to talk so they can get clarification. Sometimes people need to talk to communicate. When you are avoiding conversations because you don't want to be held accountable for your actions, that's not being at peace. You're still at war with yourself. That just means that you're not mature enough to handle a conversation without you thinking that someone is coming to you with an attack. Every conversation is not an attack, and every person that comes to you is not there to attack you. Sometimes y'all got to learn to attack problems and not each other. Ooh, that's a bar. Listen. Sometimes you got to attack the problem and not each other. And I'm talking about in any relationship, marriage, friendship, son, daughter relationship, father, mother relationship. All of it, business, all of it. Attack these problems, but stop attacking each other. That's what I said, and I mean it. All right, number three. when you are at peace, human well-being and the quality of life will follow you. Human well-being and quality of life will follow you when you're at peace. Peace directly contributes to the well-being and quality of life for individuals and for the communities as well at large. And I think that sometimes people need to understand when you are at peace, it allows people to live without constant stress, you know, anxiety, anger, bitterness, conflict, all of those things. You can live a peaceful life if you choose to. Stop acting like everybody is the enemy and stop acting as though that you can't get somewhere, sit yourself down, follow simple instructions of life, meaning that get up every morning with a purpose and a plan. Stop getting up with pain and bitterness. Get up and be intentional with your day. Be intentional with your life. Be intentional with your tongue. Be intentional with your purpose. Period. Stop waking up in pain and bitterness because it's really not a good look. As quiet as it's kept, it's really not a good look. Part number four. Peace will bring you social cohesiveness. Social cohesiveness. When you begin to have the cohesiveness in your life, you know how to encourage others. You know how to have a dialogue with others. And you also know how to understand certain things that goes on in a diverse group of people. It promotes respect from different beliefs, different cultures, whatever. Everybody's not going to be Americanized. Let me just go and put that out there. Everybody's not going to be Americanized. So y'all got to understand, just because you are in America does not mean that America is the only person on this planet, you know, of this earth. That simply means that we have to learn to adjust to other people's cultures and understand. You don't have to agree, but you do need to agree to disagree on certain things. But just learn to understand people, even understand people over here in America, because sometimes they are complicated too. It is what it is. Also, when you have peace, peace is closely linked to environmental substantiability. Peace is closely linked to environmental substantiability. I can't read my own writing. In the absence of conflicts, resources can be managed more effectively when you are at peace. You are literally at peace because now you're addressing the challenges that are around you. You're dealing with trying to bring a cohesiveness, trying to bring peace, trying to bring unity, trying to bring harmony. You can't bring something that you don't have in you. Let me say it again. I hope somebody caught that. You can't bring something that is not in you. You can't bring peace if you're not at peace with yourself. You can't bring healing if you're up in an uproar every time somebody says something, you're walking on your feelings and your emotions. You can't heal nobody if you're not trying to heal first and foremost. You can't give somebody something that you can't, that you don't have yourself, that you can't give yourself. And stop expecting people to be perfect, because God knows in heaven you're not. Stop expecting people to have it all together, because God knows in heaven you don't. Stop expecting everybody to think the way that you think, because God knows in heaven you don't even think right all the way yourself at times. Stop trying to make people feel like they are beneath you because you say, oh, well, you know, I love the Lord and I know the scriptures. And don't nobody care how many scriptures you know. You can say that you went through the Bible, but how much of the Bible have gone through you and actually stuck and made a difference in your life? And it shows. Anybody on this earth can read scriptures, and that's cute. However, everybody won't live out the purpose and the plans that God has for them. And what do I mean by that? Very simple. If I'm trying to tell you and get you to a point where you learn to believe in yourself and someone else comes and knock that off, that's on you. I'm going to teach you that because I have that myself. Nobody can knock me off of what God has called me to do. So I'm very conscious of those things that God has for me. And I'm very equipped with what God has given me to give other people as well. And I think that we need to learn to come to terms and come at peace with everything that's going on around us so that it won't affect what's going on in us. Remain at peace is what I'm telling you. Remain at peace. And my final point, personal fulfillment and happiness comes when you are at peace. Personal fulfillment and happiness comes when you are at peace. See, peace allows individuals to pursue personal fulfillment, and it allows you also with happiness, joy, peace, love, all of those things, temperament, all of the fruits of the spirit. Personal fulfillment and happiness brings those things too, but you got to learn to have those things within yourself. Stop looking for other people to create your happiness. Stop looking for other people to create a life that you want to live. It's a life that you want to live. So you the one need to do something about it to live the best version of yourself. You are designed and equipped to be at peace with yourself so that you can share that with other people when they come to try to disrupt your peace. Always remember this here. It is important for you to maintain your peace at all costs, no matter what. This is Dr. Nichols signing off. Be blessed, but never stressed.